The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Tool. Tool's entire music catalog is now available for streaming and downloads for the first time ever. Fans can listen to all 5 albums now on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, iTunes, YouTube Music, Pandora, and more. Tool also announced their brand new album, Fear Inoculum, which will be available on August 30th. Start listening to Tool's entire music catalog today, and don't forget their new album, Fear Inoculum, available August 30th. Enjoy this crazy show!
Hey, 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 stupid motherfuckers. I don't know if I'll get used to that. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the place nobody knows about. The Secret Group in Houston, Texas. Oh my God, I don't know how often you guys come to this place to see bands or comedy or just hang out, but I really love this facility. It's super awesome. It's Thursday, August 8th, 2019, and I never have to worry about name tags with the Houston crowds. There's probably also a man with a sheet here. Will's got, you got the sheet too, but you, for now you're going with the tiny Will and Dale versus evil. Doug and Dale versus evil. All right. Okay. Well, we'll whip your name tags out later because I've got so much I want to get to, and I don't have to check to see if you guys brought any. Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is back at UCB Franklin in Los Angeles this Tuesday, August 13th. Yeah. I was just stopping because there was a conversation in the audience very close to me, and there's no drink service up close to me, so I thought, why are people talking? So we'll see what happens. We'll see if I have to stop again and then look at them and then hope that they're catching on that you really don't have to have a conversation out there. You could just sit and watch the show and not confuse the host who's trying to do a show. Pretend it's a play. Like, would you say anything during a play? You probably would. We're back at Flappers in Burbank on Saturday, August 17th at 4:20. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com. Nicely done. From the corrections department, Eddie Murphy's Delirious was not released theatrically. and then there was something else Sam said that wasn't right either, but it's really not worth going back over. Doug out to everyone who bought tickets to see Doug Loves Movies at the Miami Improv this Saturday. I apologize, I had to postpone that date, but it will happen. Doug Loves Movies will come to that club in Miami, the Improv, and your tickets will be valid whenever it does happen. Hopefully this year sometime. Preferably wintertime, because I have no problem going to Miami in the wintertime. The prize bag tonight, oh boy, I brought some stuff. Of course, I was in San Francisco recently taping a show there, so I brought you guys a copy of San Francisco Magazine. Yeah, I agree. Not that exciting. My friends at IFC gave me, in addition to a bunch of movies to give away, the graphic novel that inspired the movie The Death of Stalin is in the prize bag. People love that movie. Our friend Will, who I mentioned, always brings a sheet to the show that's been signed by all the comedians he's ever met. He used to work at this theater here in town called the Alley Theater, and he'd always bring me free tickets to give away. Does not work there anymore, and yet somehow he's still giving me free tickets. Yeah. Two complimentary tickets to the Alley Theater production of Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. Yeah. I've never seen that as a play, but it sounds awesome, and it's playing until August 25th. And if you just want to say hi to Will, he's now the technical director for Theater Under the Stars. Yeah. Tuts. Is Tuts indoor or outdoor?
Indoor.
It's indoor,
yes.
And has the nerve to be called Theater Under the Stars. Everything we do is under the stars, if you want to be technical about it.
The venue has a star field in the ceiling.
The venue has a star field in the ceiling. Come for the stars, stay for the murder mystery, is the slogan for their current production. Oh no, that's not playing there. What's the next production under the star?
A Chorus Line.
A Chorus Line. Oh, okay. I heard you put on pretty big shows. That's a big show. That's like, how many cast members in that? 20-something. Shit. Look at you, Will. But seriously, consider getting rid of the roof. Also in the bag, now I forget where I got this, but I was at some event, and they gave me this big stainless steel H2O to-go force. It's just a bottle, basically, that you can put your water into and then carry it around. And, oh, these things. The hotel gave me these Planters tropical fruit and nut trail mix. And it's got raisins in it, so it can fuck all the way off. I'm hoping the winner tonight likes raisins, because that really was a deal breaker for me. And then and the winner tonight is also going to receive a Doug Benson pin from Rockin' Pins and a Cannabis and Cheese tour poster from the tour that I did with Dale Cheeseman. And both of those items will be available on sale after the show tonight. I'll tell you more about that later. And all of that came in a beautiful bag from the Traverse City Film Festival. Plus, someone's going to win all the stuff brought by my guests tonight. So let's get him out here. Please give it up for Dale Cheeseman, Zach Dixon, and Anna Mazza. Yay! Look at you all here. Let's meet them. Let's meet them individually. Starting with the lady to my left. It's Anna Mazza, everybody!
Hi. I'm so happy to be here. I love your city. I love Beyonce. I feel honored to be in a presence where she was developed, where her parents had sex and made her. It's been incredible. Thank you for having me.
This is your fifth time on the show, I think.
Yeah, high five.
Yeah. And thank you for coming in from Cincinnati to
Cincinnati,
join us.
Where are my Cincinnati people at?
They're not here. They are not here. But I'm sure that all the people here have heard you on the show and find you delightful.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
People liked you right away. It took me like four episodes, maybe five. I'm still on the fence.
Still on the fence.
But also today we have a newbie, as I like to say from time to time, and he's a comedy. Wait, where are you based?
San Antonio.
Okay. All right.
Really?
There you go. Ugh. Yeah, I didn't want to call you a Houston comic accidentally, but you're, you know,
that?
It's close by, obviously. Give it up, everybody, for Zach Dixon.
Hey, cheers, guys. Good to be back home. Yeah, definitely a Houston comic.
Yeah, you're trying to save yourself.
Yeah, I just moved there. What a mistake that was.
I mean, it happens, you know? What are you going to do?
It's a great place if you want to, like, become a stepfather or something like that.
Wait, you would go there and then become a stepfather? Feels like it would go the other way around.
Yeah,
I got to move to San Antonio because I'm a stepfather.
That's where I belong.
They just give you a kid at city limits.
Like, but anyway, I love San Antonio. Some people back there clap for it, so that, you know, no hard feelings. It's all part of the great big Texas family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as we don't bring up Dallas, we're cool.
See, that sounds like family. That's
And that man is Dale Cheeseman!
Yep.
Dale, thank you for your opening remarks. If you had to choose, and I think maybe you do have to choose, would you rather people chant it? Would you rather they chant it, Dale?
I'd prefer they chanted than chanted.
Would you like them to chant Dale or cheese? See, there's already
based on that one guy, we're going with Dale.
Yeah.
Because you weren't doing that with me. You were doing it at me.
I knew that some people would be excited about the idea of chanting cheese, because it's just fun to say because it makes you smile. I don't know if you knew that about your name.
It's a classic trick used by photographers.
Yes. A lot of them, you know, throw a twist on it when I'm in the picture and say weed. Same face. Weed and cheese make the same face.
Yeah, after every show, we do photos, and someone always goes, "Say cheese, man," which is just a bad move, because then your mouth is stuck in, like, a... for the photo.
Yeah, you're in the man
it's
part.
It's a finesse thing.
Man.
Yeah. So don't do that, you idiots.
Hey, don't... Yeah. I call them stupid motherfuckers. You don't get to call them idiots.
Because I have to call them stupid motherfuckers?
No. You have to respect them.
I came up.
You're young. You have a career ahead of you.
This is my city. I know how dumb they are. You're just visiting. You haven't seen it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think...
Yeah. He's in a crowd, sir. Come on, catch him.
Do you think this town is dumb enough to have a convention center that looks like a ship?
Not just any ship. Actually, we're very proud of that, so... Don't worry, birdies. I got you. I'll feed you.
But anyway, yeah, we love that you're from Houston, mm-hmm. representing. You're up in New York now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Representing us up in New York. Turns out, they don't like us.
Well, look at who the representative is, first of all.
A real confrontation.
What's this us shit? Do you try to keep it on the DL that you're from Houston?
No, all my shirts say Houston on them.
It's true. You were wearing a Houston shirt before you changed right. into your show shirt, mm-hmm. which I got to say, it's been a while since I've seen that. Is a person who brings a show shirt and switches them right before the show. And yeah. I have to say, it's a throwback to showbiz tradition, and I like it. Do you take a shower right after the show? Is there a shower in the green room here?
Yeah, they have a cold shower running for me after the show that I can just
it's
sit
just a
in
running
and think
hose out
about
the back.
What happened.
And somebody sprayed them down.
Yeah, what are your showers
it was
like?
Me. I sprayed them down.
In fact, if the prize bag winner tonight wants to hold the hose... To wash off Dale after the show. Because you're going to be sweating, dude. I feel like you have some competition.
Going to be?
I know, you already are.
Gleam?
You are a sweaty dude.
It's like a 25-foot walk to the stage. What do you expect?
Did seem very
well. Why is it that, you know, I mean, Zach has run away to the shady climes of San Antonio, and Anna's in Cincinnati, and I'm in L.A. Why wouldn't we be the ones sweating when you're the one that grew up in this heat?
You think I should have, like, adapted X-Men-like powers to overcome just my general bad health?
Or do you think...
Doug, you just saw me 30 minutes before
Wait,
the show.
Wait, I have general bad health. Why am I not sweating? I'm jealous. I wish I was sweating more because I probably would weigh a little bit less. If I sweat,
you're the same person that comes up and be like, oh, I just wish I could put on a few pounds. You know, you're so lucky.
And you watched him and I eat a lot of pork together.
We just ate gumbo and pork and
we
brisket.
Just sat in silence and just ate pork and then just smiled at each other. And I love Texas. I just really...
That's what it's about. And that was 15 minutes ago.
Oh, I know. I'm so sleepy. I'm so happy.
You don't often share a giant plate of nachos with someone you just met.
It was like a team-building exercise.
It's very intimate.
It was like a YouTube social experiment. Yeah. Share nachos and try to not fall in love.
Yeah. For those of you keeping track at home, that's nachos, gumbo, and pork.
I only had a short time to show them all of our culture. But we did it.
We did it in one meal.
Highest of five.
High five. That's what this episode is. My high five. Forget it. I hated it when it was coming out.
Anna?
Yes?
I know you had to fly here, so we're not expecting miracles. But what did you bring to contribute to the prize bag?
I'm really excited. It's only two things, but I am really excited about both of these things. Hold on. I want to hide the first thing. I want to save the best one for the last.
It's a good strategy.
Shit. Hold this.
Most people hearing this can't even see anything that's happening. Only a select few.
Okay, the first thing I brought is I made a candle. Yes. So this one is probably my most favorite one. Yeah, this one is my most favorite one. It's a coffee scented in a coffee mug. I'm really, really pumped about it. It's and rub your finger on the top; it releases the scent. Oh. We made eye contact for way too long.
That was even more intimate than sharing nachos. You just put your finger in my candle cup. But that's really true. You just spread it. Go ahead and do it. I'll hold it. Just, but that makes it smell more when you rub it like that. Are you sure that's?
I'm positive. Are you thinking now
of
smell
making
it.
A wine glass make noise. Wow.
Yeah.
Pass it down if anybody needs a.
And you can hold it like a mug
smell
too.
Of coffee.
It looks like he's drinking it, huh?
It really goes nice with his shirt.
Oh. Don't talk to me till I've had my artisanal handcrafted candles.
And they did pull this out at TSA again. The last candle I had, they did the same thing. They pulled the candle out and they wiped it. Except this time, I made the dumb decision. After they wiped it, I said, "Hey, does that make the wax catch on fire?" And then he called over another person to answer that question. So I was like, "Oh no!" And so then they're like, "No, it doesn't." So that answers that. But they also wiped my second prize, which is the best thing I've ever found ever. It is a bulldog dressed up like a cheerleader. And it says...
For the listener imagining this, you nailed it.
And it's...
It is a bulldog dressed up as a cheerleader, including a blonde wig with a blue ribbon in the hair.
Yeah, read it. What does it say?
It says, cheer up, I'm rooting for you. But here's my favorite part. The sentence even ends with a period. It's not even an exclamation point. Cheer up. I'm rooting for you.
Like how your also, mom texts.
Also, woof.
I was at an antique store in Ohio, and I saw that, and I was laughing so hard that somebody had to come over and ask if I was okay. And I'm still not okay. So, I was like, it didn't even matter the price. I'm pretty sure it's still on the bottom. But anyway, don't look.
$32. I'm sorry. That's not right. $322.
And at TSA, after they wiped the candle, they're like, "Hold on, there's something else." And I was like, "If they pull out that fucking bulldog, I'm going to lose my mind." And sure enough, he pulls out. And he starts bomb wiping this bulldog. And it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and I am in tears laughing. And they keep looking at me and looking at the bulldog, and I'm just like, "We good? Like, can I go now?" So, all TSA approved prizes today.
This is an antique. It was made in 2005.
So better time.
Old shit right here. It's 14 years old.
Just run by a store that like does
it just
the
didn't
bare
belong.
Minimum.
Yeah, it,
7 years, baby. That's the limit.
It's 52 years old in dog years.
It's the blonde wig that gets me. Everything else I'm on board with, and then it's just this blonde wig on this dog, and it just really. It just really.
Do you think a dog had to pose for this?
Yes.
Oh man! All right. So, and if also when you said you got, I thought you said you got this at an antique store. Instead, not antique, anti, like the opposite of a store. It's not really a store. We're running an antique store. You come in and buy stuff no one would ever want to purchase.
I thought you meant like a little ant store, like with an ant farm, like an antique store. Forget.
You gotta see Anna's stand-up because after every other joke, she says, "Forget it." Don't worry about it. Those are just words. So, what do you have for us? Thank you, Anna. Those are amazing. What do you have for us, Dale?
I want to keep her up here.
I have the MCX2 RC helicopter. This is good for over 2 hours of fun. The first hour will be when you get home, and then the second hour will be like in a month on a Saturday when you're bored, and then you'll put it in your closet for 3 years like I did. So... there's that, and then another.
I thought you meant that they were just quick to like you just destroy them because you accidentally crash it into something. And
no, you can't break these. They will hurt anything that it hits. It's kind of why I was forced to stop using it. Again, I'm just clearing stuff out of my closet. I was gonna bring like all of my Harry Potter stuff, but I didn't want to, you know, all of my favorite possessions to go to someone who maybe didn't appreciate it enough. So you're just getting one of them.
Let's look at this one.
I would take that, but I want you guys to like me, so I'm not going to take it.
This is a a tribute to Snape. A very loving, romantic. People will question why you have it on your wall in the main living room, but that's the only place this goes.
Yeah, it's the greatest friend zone of all time.
It's awesome. You're never really alone when you're with your fictional best friends.
Tell you.
I can't believe you're willing to sever his ties with that item.
Oh! Yummy. That's great.
Yeah! From the,
just from the incredible art gallery in Denver, Colorado, you can pick one up there. It's your birthday? What?
Well, that's interesting information.
Is that the same guy that wine cheesed
it
you?
Is. It
my
is.
Birthday cheese.
You trying to take everything from me, man?
I just love that approach. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess what?
And?
We all have one.
I'm rooting for you.
Not today. All right, I'll get back to you on mine for some goods and services.
I like this because it looks like a Turkish remake of the DVD cover where they just they just took it as he was the hero.
Yeah,
of the movie.
The tall, strong man with a job, for sure.
Street here, yeah.
He's also got, like, if you put this up in your home, it's like he's got Mona Lisa eyes that would follow you wherever you are.
Bonus points if you cut out his eyes and stand behind it.
And bonus just stare points? At Don't you mean house points?
Oh. Well, you just won this.
Anna.
Do you really want to keep that?
I do.
Okay.
But let me.
But you
really...
got to give up the dog. You got to let go of the dog.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
The dog's going in the bag.
Actually, I can't take this. I have to get on an airplane. I can't walk through.
Oh, you know, yeah. Are you afraid they'll want to wipe this?
Yeah, if it's swab bag.
No, there's not enough room in my backpack for that. I can't. I'm going to remember it fondly, but I can't take it.
What other bags do you have besides your backpack?
My big blue bag.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Another thing to do,
you can take two items on the plane, and this would count as an item.
Yeah. Oh.
And everyone else on the flight would think, well, this flight's going to land where it's going, because we have a national treasure on board.
Yeah. If they try to swab it, just be like, sir, that's art!
Don't! You'll mess up the Patronum! Don't wipe it!
This is pre-war!
How? I thought you'd bring something cool, but I didn't expecto this. Hey, you guys, I know three Harry Potter words, and I'm going to work them into sentences. Yeah. Zach, what do you got for us?
Okay, number one, this counts. It's the... it's just a bag with a Bucky's head on it. Very popular Bucky's. Then I have a DVD collection that I like to call The Perfect Saturday Night. It is The Kings of Comedy. Followed by Sideways. Then followed by The Kings of Comedy.
So there's two copies of Kings of Comedy?
There is, because I had three.
That's kind of fun. The winner can, like, give one to a friend, and they can not have to be together while they watch it.
Yeah, it's great. You guys could wear six-button suits together. Another item that I picked up is a little hat that says, smoking hot and packing heat. And it's got a revolver on it. A hush has fallen over the crowd. Because unlike me, you guys watch the news.
I also just like a hat that like tells people I have a gun. You know, like,
I have a gun.
I have a gun on me. Like, thank you for putting that on your hat.
Also, pretty cute.
It really is an adorable. Cute. It's an adorable gun hat.
And also, I fuck truck drivers. That's what that
is. Not because I want to. Just because there's nothing else. Yeah.
You can take the lizard out of the lot, but you can't take... Oh!
Yeah, so there you have it.
I think we need to explain, because I don't know if this is everywhere.
A lot lizard is a trucker prostitute. They frequent gas stations. And diners, I guess.
I mean, you can get them at rest stops and Bucky's,
wherever
and fancy
lines. Yeah. Wherever a dark,
those
cold place is, you'll find.
Well, they're just there to help if you need assistance pumping.
Actually, you know what? Woo! This is the perfect hat for a lot lizard, because it's like, I am hot, but don't rob me.
And also wear protection.
Well, thank you, Zach, for this stuff, and thank you, everybody, for all your contributions. Somebody's going home with all of this tonight. I hope you're not taking public transportation. The homeless will be, like, jealous of you. They'll be like, you have three
Zach,
bags?
Do I smell coffee? No, it's a candle.
Does it smell more like coffee when you light it, you think? Or
yeah.
Is it all about rubbing it?
Stick your finger in it.
If anybody was here last night, I was wondering if the laughing lady would be back. Slightly different seat, but same laugh. And a quick question before we get to the game portion of the show. What was the last movie you saw?
Okay. Well, okay. It was going to be The Last Samurai. Because that was coming into this. And The Last Samurai is... You guys have heard of it? Anyway... I just didn't enjoy
it. I heard they didn't make any more samurais after it.
No, and I was, I mean, it was a really neat tale of Stockholm Syndrome. It was the last samurai, but the first case of Stockholm Syndrome. And I just didn't, I didn't like that they made Tom Cruise live with that woman. It just seemed a little forced. And you could definitely tell that Tom Cruise got way too into the Japanese culture. Like, he still talks about it. Like, nobody invites him to go out to sushi anymore because he's like, actually, these two kind of fish don't go together. And what kind of steel did you use to cut the samurai way? He's just, like, the most annoying person. So
it's actually pronounced Sudoku.
Yeah, Sudoku. He's the worst.
Yeah, that's
the only good thing about him is that he was married to Nicole Kidman. That's the only good thing about him. But I did, in the hotel today, I did watch the Jurassic World one with Chris Pratt. Yeah. So it was very, like, neato, burrito, cool, wrap it up. But what I didn't enjoy is that Chris Pratt started off with this, like, cool Southern charm accent. Yes, I tamed the Velociraptor. And then once that thing got out, he lost it. He started talking fully like Andy from Parks and Rec. And I was like, what happened to Mr. Fried Chicken and cool Jimmy John? What happened to him?
Look, when you stare into the eyes of a Velociraptor,
you lose all dialect.
Talking about all cool, then you're, sorry, sir. I didn't mean to.
It was, he had it, the T-Rex had an invisibility cloak that was neat. Yeah, spoiler alert. You've had 2 years to see it just like me, so.
Yeah, it feels like these dinosaurs, like they have to keep making ones that are scarier, because regular dinosaur, they're not scary.
But then they
fucking walk right up and pet it and jerk it off.
Yeah. He can't reach anyway, you know? T-Rex arms.
That was a solid giant dinosaur joke.
Yeah.
Dale, so, what about you? What was the last movie you saw? Go ahead and just get right to the last one. We don't need to hear about the last two.
Damn it. It was Robin Hood. The new one.
What? Why?
Because I thought I wouldn't have to... I could mention the other one before it to make up for it, but... Here we are. It was on HBO. It was free. Oh, like y'all have made a better movie. Fuck y'all. All I did was watch it.
It is terrible, though, right? It's like, let's take all the fun out of Robin Hood. Right. It's like serious Robin Hood.
Yeah. Is it the best Robin Hood? Yes. Do people appreciate it? No. It's all based on, like, this one YouTube video that you showed me, Zach. There's, like, this weird archer who, like, rollerblades and does archery named Lars Anderson or something. And the whole movie is based around his, like, specific bow and arrow technique. So I wanted to watch it for that, and it was still a mistake.
They made a movie about that guy?
Yeah, he trained the whole cast in how to do that, like, weird rollerblade archery.
Don't get me wrong. I get it. That guy was killing it.
This is my problem. I always come with very
deep.
Damn. Robin Hood featuring me as the Sheriff of Nottingham is the best Robin Hood. Shut your dumb face.
All right. Well, one of us is still alive, and there's a reason for it.
Oh.
Yeah, I did that too. This is all my fault somehow.
You brought this painting. Is that why you're getting rid of it, or are you just tired of arguing with it?
Sometimes your closest friendships end badly. This is one of those cases.
What was the last movie you saw, Zach?
Minority Report. Yeah, really. Yeah.
Are the three of you aware that movies are being made as we speak?
Absolutely not. I was using my iPad and I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Minority Report.
Get it? Because Tom Cruise always
did this first.
He swiped right before anybody. He was really an innovator in that.
I watch Minority Report like 3 times a year.
What's that about?
So it's a majority part of your life then. Forget it.
Interestingly enough, the only time Tom Cruise was a minority was when he was in The Last Samurai, folks. Remember when he was a weeaboo, huh? He was a piece of shit anime kid? All right.
I mean, do you like Minority Report because it has no minorities in it? Like, what's the appeal?
I feel like that's how they sold Tom Cruise. They're like, well...
100% minority free.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
I just get it, man. I like the movie. It was like the kind of future I could buy into. They still have Lexuses. I like that. No murder. High selling point. Still allowed to do drugs, though. Like, he was doing this futuristic heroin that looked like a good time. I'm not into it, but he looked like he was having fun. Just stopping murders, driving Lexuses, playing with big-ass iPads. I'm into it.
Sold.
Yeah. Minority Report.
Yeah. They were so into it.
Really?
Rush, sign me up.
That was a great Minority Report you just gave on the movie Minority Report. All right. Well, I just saw, again, for the second time, a movie that I cannot recommend highly enough. And if you know me, you know all the movies I recommend, I'm doing it highly. There's a motion picture coming out in limited release Friday, but then it'll be wider and probably here in Houston the following week. It's called The Peanut Butter Falcon. And it is so entertaining. It'll put such a big smile on your face, but it's not... You know, it's just a lot of things in one. But especially if you like wrestling, you'll probably enjoy it. Because the main
LaBeouf is LeBac.
The main character is a big fan of wrestling. And I won't say anything more about it because it's really... And, well, I will say one more thing. I'm shocked to love a Shia LaBeouf movie. Yeah, I mean, I've always thought he was a good actor, but he was kind of going down a bad road there for a minute. And he's great in this movie. All right, this is the part where I say, Bert Kreischer, turn it off. Let the games begin! Lady and gentlemen, it is time for you to pick your name tags. We got some nice ones out there. Some handmade ones. Some
Where's
big
the birthday
ones.
Boy?
There's just an envelope that says Moby Dick on it. That guy really put in some effort. And while you guys figure out who you're going to play for, we're going to take this brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Today's wild show is brought to you in part by Good Boys. What if the guys who made some of the most outrageous R-rated comedies, like Superbad and Sausage Party, decided to make an R-rated comedy starring 12-year-old boys? Well, they did, and the result is the hilarious new movie Good Boys. Good Boys follows three in-over-their-head sixth graders as they skip school one day to do whatever it takes to learn how to kiss before their first middle school party. But they're completely clueless about all the inappropriate situations they get themselves into along the way, like accidentally getting involved in a drug deal, causing crazy car crashes, and mistaking sex toys as nunchucks. You've never seen a movie like this before, with innocent 12-year-olds trying to navigate an adult world of sex and drugs and violence, and of course profanity. It's super inappropriate and R-rated, but there's also a sweetness to the movie with the boys' friendships at the center of it all. Ever since South by Southwest, early audiences and critics have been raving about Good Boys, saying that you'll laugh for 90 minutes straight. They're calling it delightfully inappropriate, wildly raunchy, and undeniably sweet. Check out Good Boys in theaters August 16th. Back to the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. That was a... Yeah, that was a nice... There you go. You got your mic okay, Zach?
Got it. Thank you.
What do you got, Anna?
Let me go. Hold on.
What is there to...
I got it.
What is there to ruminate on? It's the Tominator instead of the Terminator.
That's it. It's the Tominator.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
Tom.
It's also got two bottles of Tito's, yeah. Two Reese's Cups, and a little pack of Donettis.
Yeah! Tom, you cat, you. Way to my heart. These little guys. I won't drink them in here. I'm sorry, staff.
That's probably a good idea to wait till later.
But yeah, Tominator.
Oh, even better idea. Just drop it on the floor. All right, cool. Who are you playing for, Dale?
I'm playing for Dave.
Why do you sound so sad about it?
Well, hers has Tito's and Donettes. His has
Wait,
booze.
You're disappointed in the amount of shit he taped to his side?
What'd you get?
I thought it was booze. It's hand sanitizer. Technically booze.
I mean, you could drink it.
Yeah, anything is booze if you're brave enough.
What be a coward.
But it's also got like a little carabiner on it, so you could just clip it to your belt. I thought
it was like on-the-go booze, and I wanted to
But anyway, describe it.
So he tricked me, I guess.
But what's his name? What movie is it? You know, let's move off of the sanitizer.
The sign is Dave Ahotep, which kind of just Dave Aho. Yeah, I picked it solely because I thought there was booze on it. Yeah. I'm not going to play well for you now, so.
Do you know the movie that he's parodying on the sign?
Yeah.
What's that called?
Emotep or Bubba Hotep?
Yeah. All right. I'd say go for that. Try to pick a sign that, like, means something to you.
I mean,
I'll buy you a tiny bottle of booze if you want. Even if that was booze, look at how small that is. Did you think it was Cristal?
I thought it had to be, like, top shelf. It has a carabiner on it.
I like that the guy did some actual artwork. He made, there's, like, a brick wall, and then the... You
know. No, yeah, I thought that, too. The brick wall is actually printed on. That's the most impressive part of it.
Yeah, and he put some lettering on.
Like, I'm really mad about
it. It's a good sign. All right, what do you have, Zach? Probably the best one of all the signs, because
it's so good.
It's both a movie parody and covered in delicious treats.
This is Doug Loves Almageddon. Alma, huh? She's nailing it. We've got a bunch of space puns here. We've got Orbit Candy, Milky Ways, Mars. You get what's going on here. Starburst, and just booze. Sky.
Oh, there's, also
okay.
There's also Uranus medication.
What is this one? UV?
Like UV rays.
All right. And then moonshine.
Like the moon.
There should be like Luna bars on it.
Italian for moon.
You know, I'm just shocked they couldn't find every product that has some sort of mention.
I would have picked it if you put hand sanitizer.
I mean, it looks Dale, like they narrowed it down to snacks and booze. Like, you know, they didn't need to go looking for breakfast bars or whatever Lunas are supposed to be. All right, great job, Zach. You can go ahead and throw that on the ground. And, yeah, no reason to hang on to it the whole time, but I do want to be able to read it. Thank you.
It's Alma, right?
Good job, Almageddon. let's play some games.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to get a drink first?
Nope. We're all the same level of drunk right now. There's no reason. No. What do you want?
Yeah.
More White Claw? You love White Claw?
Have you had it?
I have not, because I'm not really a cider drinker.
It's not so good.
Well, it says right on there, seltzer. So it's like a seltzer water. It's got a little,
yeah, do
little
a,
kick to
do
it.
Do a fresh. A little. Try my freshie, though. Can I get a Black Cherry White Claw, my friends? Jessa? My girl?
You are hooked on these things already.
That's what you do.
You just had your first one today, right?
He had his...
Yeah.
Oh, you did, and you love it?
I'm back to my whiskey coke.
Yeah, I... Yeah. Look.
It's all right. It's like a LaCroix with a little kick, I guess. Is that their slogan, probably?
It's like if you were... Yeah.
We're like if LaCroix kicked you in the balls?
Yeah.
It's like if you were drinking a seltzer and somebody yelled Black Cherry across the room, and you're like, yeah. And then there's also alcohol in it, so then you're feeling good. I thought there was somebody.
It tastes like that when you wake up in the morning, you're like, did I drink last night?
Yeah. Yeah, why does my mouth taste like I sucked off a Jolly Rancher?
Like you mean like in
and
the
it
country?
Didn't finish.
Like a happy fellow who owns a ranch? You met him at the Buc-ee's. Come on now. I got a White Claw.
White Claw, White Claw. Did you even want one, Zach?
Hey, yes, I... Sure, right, why not? I kind of always want one.
All right, this is my first White Claw, everybody.
Black, oh, it's a Black Cherry. You're going to be happy White with the way
Claw.
You feel, I guarantee
Here we
it.
Go, Black Cherry White Claw.
You know what? I do not care for it. But I get it. Okay. I understand it. And but how much booze is in there?
I mean, a pregnant woman could drink it.
Says it's hard, really?
Because she is. No, I'm just kidding. White club.
Four pregnant women, five pregnant women.
The first name for it was 7 months pregnant up.
But they say right on the... It says right on here, spiked sparkling water. Like, don't worry about what it's spiked with.
Shut up and drink it.
Like you're at a school dance and you should just drink it because it's spiked.
We hired a football player to come into our factory.
Well, thank you for letting me taste it, and congratulations to everybody who enjoys it.
Makes you burpy.
This first game we're going to play is called Characters Welcome. I am going to just list off some characters from the end credits of a motion picture. And you guys can guess as often as you like here up on stage. And as soon as somebody gets the right answer, which will hopefully happen by the top of the, you know, I'll get to the more known or more recognizable names at the top, ones I think he'll give it away.
Don't look at him. Look at me.
Okay.
I'm good too.
Now what?
I'm not. Somebody messaged me on Facebook, which was a really big attack. But they said, hey, I really like you on the podcast. You suck at the games, but you're funny. And so I'm really...
Welcome to the internet.
Yeah, it really hurt my feelings.
I want you to know I like you, but also go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you suck.
Yeah,
well, you know, that's...
He knows who he is.
The backhanded compliments are, you know, people just don't know how to not do that.
I'm ready.
Here are the names. There is someone, a character in this movie, that is credited as Girl in Yellow Dress. Yeah. Safe to assume she's hot. Don't even know how old she is. There's someone... No guesses at all? You've never seen a movie with a girl in a dress? Okay. Well, so say one. Say one of all of them.
Midsummer.
How did you get it in the first... Just kidding.
Oh, my God. She thought she was good at the game. She was like... That was like Carrie. You are good at the games. Psych.
I mean, I should have just lied and really acted like that was the right answer and just moved on to the next game.
Douglas Benson.
I swear to God, if the next character
trusted you.
That was
you.
That was a
Thank
good
you.
Guess.
I'm trying. All
right. There's also someone called Reporter. And another character called Loud Reporter. Congressman. Noisy Civilian. There's a noisy civilian in this movie.
Can we like rapid fire through these 20 characters that don't have names?
Can I guess and then guess again later?
Yeah.
I kind of want to guess Spotlight.
Not a bad guess.
Noisy Reporters, Mark Russell.
Yellow Dress. What a nuisance.
There's an orderly in this movie. Also, a whiz kid.
Paperboy.
I don't think it's the kid that's going to the bathroom. I think it's just a smart kid.
So, no.
There's someone called Dr. Chuck.
Is it Magnolia?
No, but Whiz Kid Donnie Smith is a character in Magnolia. We got somebody called Henry... What is that? Hurt?
Hill.
Henry.
Goodfellas.
No, Henry Hurt... Not Goodfellas. There's someone named Gene Franz. Now, some people in the audience might get this in this next few names, so please don't yell out. Ken Mattingly. Fred Hayes.
Paperboy?
Did you say that one before?
Yeah.
That guy, the director who made that movie, puts his name before the title too, right?
Baz Luhrmann's Paperboy.
Yeah, yeah. That's not him, but yeah, you get the idea. Jack Swigert.
Is it Best in Show?
No.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No. Jim...
What? Minority Report.
That would have been the answer if I were a precog.
That noisy report.
Someone's going to talk about Minority Report. I should write that into the game. All right, this one is technically a giveaway name. We'll see. We'll see if it works. Jim Lovell. Let me just throw in two more names. I know, it's disappointing, but what are you going to do? Last night in my stand-up, I said Calvin Coolidge, and a guy in the audience yelled out, "Who?" Neil Armstrong.
Apollo 13.
Yeah, Apollo 13. They don't teach those guys' names in school, I guess.
Not down here.
Not in Houston?
No.
Of all places. Don't bring it up. It's a painful memory, that
Look,
Apollo 13.
We've heard all about it. We do other stuff. Simone's from here?
You guys make big t-shirts. We get it.
Hillary Duff? Remember that time you kissed Hillary Duff at your sleepaway camp?
We don't talk about that.
All right.
This one lady would like to hear all about it.
It's Hillary. We're not talking about it. Just kidding.
Look, she broke my heart when she moved to start her child career.
Yeah.
I dated Hillary Duff. Can we move on?
No, you did.
You're saying it like anyone gives a shit one way or the other. It's just weird to drop it. I've known you for a while, and this is the first time hearing of it.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, I was seven, so...
I dated Tootie from Facts of Life for a little bit.
Whoa! I was about to be like... We could talk about so much.
No, that one's not true. Fake news. So Zach gets to go first in our next game, and we're going to play a little Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? This is a game that's sweeping the nation because no one ever knows the answers. That last one was easy compared to this one. We'll see what happens. Zach, you're first. This is only for you. I'll name a movie, tagline, I'll read it to you, and you tell me what movie it is. If you get it right, you get a point. If you don't get it right or don't have an answer, we'll move on to Dale and then to Anna. What was your guess? When he was saying Apollo 13, what were you saying, Dale?
First Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it fit.
I mean, yeah, you figured out that it has astronauts. You could have said Planet of the Apes.
Wait, how did Neil Armstrong bill lower than Buzz Aldrin?
It's not in order. I saved it, and I saved Neil Armstrong so that just in case anybody doesn't know who was actually in the Apollo 13 spaceflight, you'd still be able to get the right answer, because I don't like games where no one gets the answer.
Got it.
But that's what this next game is, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
We've engineered this.
What the hell am I talking about? All right, Zach, and there'll be a theme shall emerge, but of course you don't know what that is on the first question. Our first tagline. Man has made... Sorry. It's tricky. Man has made his match. Now it's his problem.
Is it iRobot?
No, but great guess.
Good guess.
I just thought...
That's very good.
I'm happy with good guesses, by the way. That's my goal here.
Good guess, right guess, or a joke. That's all I want.
Facts.
Out of your mouth. Dale?
Translucent?
Are you describing your sweaty skin?
God damn. I'm getting one, two.
In his hometown, y'all! Woo!
I'm getting it from five angles. This is. No, that Johnny Depp. Never mind.
Okay, that's not it. But that's a good guess, I think. Is that a movie?
Yeah, the Johnny Depp one.
Can you say it again?
Man has made his match.
Tron.
Now.
Nope. Tron.
Now it's his problem.
Oh, the, nope. Tron.
Right? You're sticking with Tron? Sure you didn't want to try Tron Legacy?
Tron Legacy.
Both are wrong.
But I do like that there's a lot of answers. You all seem to be like in the proper zone. That was the tagline, a tagline of several, for the movie Blade Runner.
Oh.
Blade Runner. Yeah. Rest in peace, Roy Batty. Rutger Hauer just passed away recently. Yeah. All right.
Somebody just got that news.
That's what we're here for. Starting back with you, Zach. It started as a dream. It became a fantastic adventure.
Let's go with The Passion of the Christ.
That is how you play. Dare I say you nailed it. Dale.
A never-ending story.
Oh, I like that big flying doggy. Is he a doggy?
No, he's a donkey.
What's his name? Does he have a name?
Falcor.
Falcor.
Fal.
All right. So that, like there's
the
no horse, points for that. That was just sidebar.
The horse died of sadness. Anyway.
Wait, what'd you guess?
Never ending story.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This one is, it started off as a dream, and now it's become an adventure. Kind of like all of us here tonight. So I'm going to say Inception.
I mean, that is exactly what that movie... I mean, it's kind of a scary adventure, not a fantastic one. But the one in the movie that they're talking about is pretty scary, too. That is the tagline for a movie called Space Camp. Space Camp. Sometimes, Zach, sometimes what you're looking for is right beside you. So turn and look at Dale.
Is
was
it
that
any,
what you were looking for?
Is it any movie starring Gene Wilder? No, I'm going to guess The Indian in the Cupboard.
Real mixed reaction from the crowd on that one. But that is incorrect. Dale?
Stuck on You?
Oh, look at that.
No.
That is fun.
Oh, what a good guess.
The real tagline for that movie is like when you're stuck to an asshole or you know, it's something obnoxious, but that's a very, that's a very sweet version.
The Space Between Us.
Okay.
Is it not it?
No.
It's not. I know.
Yeah, because they had so much space between them. They weren't right next to each other. Well, they were eventually, sure.
So it's right.
Huh?
I get the point. She said it.
You know,
no, it's wrong.
You
know
she's
wrong.
Right that you should be right. But I'd just like you to be right on your own.
I know.
I'd like you to be right the fair way. And nobody was going to get this one. This was a tough one. It's a motion picture called Secret Admirer from 1985.
That has nothing to
but
do.
But if you'd seen it, you'd know that it's right beside you.
Is it like a rom-com?
I mean, don't come to Douglas Movies and sit around going, what? When I talk about movies. Please. I beg you. There's also a theme, and some people have already figured it out. Zach.
Yes.
If you've never had them before, you're going to get them now.
Ah,
you're talking. Please don't.
Let's go with eight-legged freaks.
I like it. Got another what out of the audience.
Nailing on the what.
Dale?
Never had them. Gremlins 2?
So close, dude. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, full title.
Gremlins 2, Dale doesn't know.
That'd be a great full title for any sequel. Just talk about one guy who's not familiar with the franchise.
Yeah, Transformers 12. Dale is not familiar with these films.
If you've never had them before,
yeah,
you get them now.
Mm-hmm.
Tremor?
Full title.
Tremor. Tremors. Tremors.
All right, I just got to take a second. Did you all hear yourselves giving her the answer by making that noise? And do you understand that we're playing a game and that she had to arrive at it on her own and that you're not here to help her? Do you understand that? Do you have that? Like for the rest of the show, if you ever think, oh, I know the answer, I'm going to help. Just don't. Just sit there and watch. Pretend you're listening to it at home where you can't contribute at all, where this is going to just become that kind of show.
Are we right?
Because between people saying the answers and an asshole who laughs at anything and doesn't get it when you say stop doing that, please stop doing that. All through my show last night and then again tonight, I got to deal with this person. They said to me after the show, we're coming back tomorrow night. We're going to sit in the front row again.
They
announced to me that I have to be ready for them to annoy me for the entire show. Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys.
If the audience at home wants to hear what we go through, just play the episode again. Twice, back to back.
But really,
I don't get it.
To hear the laughing twice.
Well, that's the other thing, though, is I don't know if the listeners are going to be able to hear her.
They will.
You think?
For sure.
Why don't you reenact it real quick? What does it feel like?
It feels...
No, do the laugh.
Oh, man. What do we got? I can't get that high. She's
higher.
Cracking.
Like when Hilary Duff sang in Italy as...
like, just nail it.
This is what dreams are made of. Like, up there.
No, this is nightmares being forced to, like, sing into a microphone.
Is it Tremors, though?
No.
Fuck! It's a pretty good answer, though.
Yeah, okay. No, you guys are giving all good answers, and that's, you know, that's part of the fun, because this
Definitely
is a difficult
movies.
Game, and you haven't figured out the theme, so you're not going to get any of these.
Okay.
It's pretty much going to come down to that, but it's still fun to play it out. That's a motion picture called The Willies. The Willies. You're not going to get... You may not have had them before, but you're going to get them now. And if you say what after every title I say, Star Wars, what? It can't all be the biggest movies of all time. Especially because these are four fucking movies that I am in, and a guy over there, and a guy over there, if they were on stage, they'd be getting the right answer because they know me. They've heard the show before and they know.
Dumb motherfuckers! Kick them out, dog.
Stupid motherfuckers.
Stupid motherfuckers! I tried
to warn you.
Alright, so there's one more. Just bear with me for one more and then we'll play a game where you guys will know a million answers and you'll have to also not yell them out. I saved the easy game for the end, and if you're a listener of the show, you know that, and so you can get through the tougher games and everybody's gonna be fine.
Blatantly.
Zach?
Yes.
Just when you thought it was safe to be dead.
I'm going to go with Super Jaime.
Damn it, dog. That was mine.
It's true. That was. All that weed smoking made me miserable, and I wished I were dead. Dale?
What were you in?
When I say I'm in these movies, I should also point out that I'm not the lead character. it's not a movie. These aren't movies about me.
I don't know. 12 Angry Men and Doug?
a baker's dozen angry men.
Hey, you guys voted yet? That's his whole scene. You guys done in there?
For the win, Anna, what do you think?
Say it again.
That's please. Not going to help.
I know, but just maybe.
Just when you thought it was safe to be dead. It's a play on the old, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, which was Jaws 2. Just when you thought it was safe to be dead. Think of a movie where people are dead, and then there's a second one.
When you're dead, and then it's safe to be dead. The Waking Dead too. Friends.
Someone in the audience repeated Waking Dead 2 back with disgust. Like, what is that?
Oh, grow you mean, up.
You're thinking of Walking Dead? And that's Walking a TV Dead show. Too. Yeah.
So is Friends. Okay, wait, hold on. 28 Days Later too.
It's called 29 Days Later.
Oh my god, is that it though?
No.
Oh fuck.
The classic sequel, 29 Days Later, Electric Boogaloo.
Alright, so that wraps up that game.
What is it?
It's called Return of the Living Dead Part 2.
Oh, shit.
And all five of those movies are eligible to... They might be movies that we show at the Doug Benson Film Festival in Austin, Texas next week. At the Alamo Draft House. I'm going to be there with Master Pancake, and we're going to do a movie mock of three of the movies that I appear in... as an extra. I mean, there's in a couple of them, I'm more than an extra. Like in Return of the Living Dead 2, I play about a dozen different zombies during the course of the film. They just change my makeup so different that you can't tell it's the same guy.
I want the show to be y'all not interrupting, but just like once every hour or so, you just pause and like, there, that's me, right there. And everyone looks, takes a photo,
and
then just finishes
there.
The movie.
You're describing what we're going to do next week at the Alamo Draft House. The Ritz downtown location. And 7 o'clock Thursday, two shows on Friday night, and different movie each time. So if you come to all three, you'll have to sit through three of those movies I just mentioned. Because we're also going to let the audience vote. It's going to be super fun. All right, so let's play, to wrap this up and pick a winner tonight, let's play Last Man Stanton.
Okay, is it still 0-0-0?
This is...
I got one.
Oh, yeah, you got one.
Yeah, but, you know...
Technically.
Again, there's no point system to speak of.
That's true.
You just get to go first in this game, Zach, and winner takes all. Whoever wins this one, we're going to get the names of some actors, take turns naming movies they were in. If you can't think of one, you can go to your lifeline once. So, Anna, you can go to Tom, and Dale, you can go to Dave, and... Zach.
I've got Alma.
Zach is hanging out with Alma. You gonna be a good lifeline, Alma?
All my life. Has anybody ever done that? Okay. Forget it.
Well, at least now somebody has.
And we got a record.
Did you ever see Vampire's Kiss with Nicolas Cage?
Yes.
I didn't ask you, not Alma.
Tom, shut up.
Have you seen it, Alma? Have you seen it, Alma? Have you, Alma? He's like screaming her name throughout the whole thing. It's crazy. All right. You probably just sit there smiling. That's a different Alma. I don't have to worry about it. Okay, so I pre-selected some audience members to help us out with this. So where is M4SS3Y, which I think kind of spells Massey? Is that you?
Yes.
Is that what your name's supposed to mean?
Yes.
That's clever. So you couldn't get your name, so you just threw some numbers in that look like the letters in your name. Okay.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a civil engineer.
Civil engineer. You seem like a reasonable person. You seem very civilized. And what...
Untuck your shirt, for Pete's sake.
No, tuck it in harder.
Dale, do you have a... You should just go, it's just right.
I'm sure we'd be like, it doesn't make... It's structurally designed to be tucked in. This is what I do. Or it's just right. Whatever.
Did you say your first name?
It's Patrick.
Patrick, okay, good. You didn't, and so then I didn't forget. Patrick, who is your suggestion? What actor or actress would you like us to bandy about this evening? The great Bruce Willis. He's been in a lot of movies. There might be a little controversy because he's done some movies that I've never heard of. And so we'll work that out as we go. And are you all comfortable with the films of Bruce Willis? How do you feel, Anna?
You know.
No, I don't know. That's why I asked you. Are you thinking of some?
Yeah. There's one where he shows his penis.
Okay, you don't have to... I think you're thinking of Kevin Bacon, but all right. But we'll get a second name just to be safe. Even though Bruce Willis has been in a million things, let's get a second name. And I would like to go out to someone named Andy John 65.
Right here.
Hey, dude. How you doing?
Great.
What's your deal? What do you do for a living? Operator at a chemical plant.
Ooh.
There's no one civil working over there? It's all just angry people?
You wear gloves? Sorry.
Are you into that?
I'm sorry.
Do you swipe right on glove wearers?
OJ
Simpson.
You might
have superpowers or something. You never know. I'm trying to get a feel for you.
If the glove does not fit, I won't get it. Yeah. What's your suggestion, dude?
Sally Field.
Look at this. You put her in a deeper hole with that one. Sally Field.
I know two.
Okay, well, two and then a few Bruce Willises, so I think you're going to hang in there for a second. Plus, you got Tom helping you out in the audience when you need it. Here we go. Zach starts off. We'll switch the order around. So I'm going to go second, then Anna, and then... in fact, I'll skip the first round. I'll let Anna go second.
Thank
but,
you.
But the next round after that, Anna, I'm gonna be here, and I'm going to take you down.
Well, you take all the good ones.
Say what?
You take all the good ones.
Well, I'll try not to. How's
okay.
that? I'll try to take ones I think you've never heard of.
Perfect. I love it.
Okay, here we go. Zach?
Great, I'll take the bad ones. How about Pulp Fiction?
I think they're clapping more for the movie than for
right,
you.
Right, yeah, it felt good, though. I'll take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I get it. All right, so I'll say one that you don't know. Do you know that he was in a movie called Color of Night?
That's the penis one I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Shit. But you didn't know what it was called. Yeah, so it's a good thing you didn't try to guess that one. All right, give us one that he's definitely in. His penis and the rest of him as well.
The Daily
or Sally Field, if you got a couple of those.
Literally a couple.
Yeah, just give us one.
Dale, go. Your turn.
No, wait, what?
Oh, we're going this way?
Yeah.
Okay.
We switched the order around.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah. What do you mean, yes. What? Sally Field is in Forrest Gump. Stop saying what when you don't know a thing. You can't go to Jeopardy and go, what? After every question you don't know, which is all of them.
Look, whoever wants to fist fight later, Doug and I will be outside with the hose. I'm just kidding.
All right, Dale.
Mrs. Doubtfire. God damn it.
That guy really wanted to say what again, just to make me mad. Zach?
Let's go Die Hard.
Die Hard. Oh, we're going to do that, are we?
Don't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah.
All right, I see what you're saying to me. I'll jump off of that. I'll say a Western that he was in. Do you know any Bruce Willis Westerns? It was called Sunset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, your turn, Anna. Don't ask them to yell things at you.
You're right. Still Magnolias.
Yes. She says the immortal line, "Get Shelby some juice! Shelby needs juice!" Dale?
Die Hard 2. Die Harder.
See, it looked like you were going to stop me from saying that. Because he said Die Hard, then it was my turn. You looked at me like, don't! All right, well, it's Zach's turn anyway, Zach.
Let's go Live Free or Die Hard. It's the easiest applause.
He was in a movie. His first ever movie as a lead actor, I think, was with Kim Basinger. It was called Blind Date. You cool. Don't have to confirm when I say a correct answer. I love movies.
He's in a movie with Nicole Kidman called The Peacemaker.
Who is?
Bruce Willis.
No, he isn't. You guys, please, just let me run it. You don't get to sit there and say whether right answers are right or wrong. I'm running the show. Do you listen to the show, or do you just wander in here? Like, does somebody work here that can tell, go up to people and get in their head when they yelling out answers and no and what? Is that the secret of the secret group? Is anybody can say anything they want the entire time?
Shh, it's a secret.
Well, the secret's out.
I wasn't thinking of that one. That's the wrong one I was thinking of.
Correct. Do you want to go to your lifeline?
No. Hold on. Not yet. Hold on.
3 seconds.
3 seconds, Doug? Okay. Fuck.
Wait, now I have 3 seconds? Yeah, lifeline. Use your lifeline. Then you can
see. Lifeline, Tom.
You can think while the other people are talking. Disney's the kid he's going with, Disney's even though this lady is speaking out loud the title of a movie. You are not her lifeline. What is happening? What are you gesturing all around for? What is going on? I don't get it. I do not know how to make this stop. I do not know how to. You do not understand the words. Please stop speaking aloud.
The kid.
What? Why are you turning your head?
Disney's the kid.
Because now she's officially not speaking aloud. All right, go ahead.
I've never.
Disney's the kid.
What's that?
She's like, I've never spoken.
No, I know. It's really total gaslighting, and it's super irritating.
Disney's the kid.
Yeah, that's correct.
She's going to have some weird editing in this episode.
Yeah, like not running it at all. People don't need to listen to me yelling.
No!
People don't need to listen to me, you know, yelling at audience members that you can't hear. Like, it's not like they're going to hear her saying the things she was saying. So it's just like, wow, this guy's just snapping for no reason.
Doug's shows have gotten.
We're just doing the show for 13 years, and it's just exhausting having to always sit up here saying, don't say the answers. Like, I'm tired of it. Like, I think I'm going to quit. I'm not fucking around now. I think these people finally drove me to
announcing. That's what Houston does, baby.
We drive you to the moon and we drive you to the end of your podcast. That's all we do. I will say, this was my big shot. I hope you had a good birthday, motherfucker. You fuck. Also, it's not even my turn, but I would like to say punchline, Doug. Sally Field.
What do you
was
mean it's
that.
Not your turn?
Was it my turn? Okay, so
I'm saying, why are you going out of turn? Let's the three of you, could you at least be the only people that cooperate with me tonight and do things in the right fucking order? Is that so hard?
Where are we at now?
It's your turn, Dale.
Oh, I don't know why I'm getting all of these. Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yes. Zach, punchline. Doug. I'll go with...
We have so many Bruce Willis movies to get through.
So many what?
We have so many Bruce Willis movies to get through with this energy.
Oh, you He's think racist. That some of the players are going to get through so many? That's why I'm also trying to make it go quicker.
Your Sorry. Tone seemed very pointed.
Also, I'm looking right at you.
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to go with, how about, what? Why are you trying to help me now? What is happening? I'm out. I'm not going to play. But let's just finish this thing. Go ahead, Anna.
Sybil.
What? The TV show? Dale.
Armageddon.
Correct. Zach.
Can I go to Lifeline or? Can
yeah.
We, Alma?
Alma.
What do you?
Not without my daughter.
Thank you, Alma.
Very good job, Alma.
Thank you, darling. What a sweetheart.
Dale?
Me again?
Yeah, because I'm Sin out City. And Anna's out. Sin she didn't City. Even use her lifeline. She just said Sybil.
Sin City.
Okay. Zach?
Did I say punchline? Is that that one? Okay, good. I got nothing. What? Oh. Wait, yeah. Enough with the what. You've
oh,
seen what it's done
one,
to tell.
I have one. The Fifth Element.
Okay, well, you were long out, but good job.
You said
You're not eligible to win, but
Fifth Element.
Terrific work.
Yeah.
Sixth Sense.
You already said that.
Has anyone said Sixth Sense?
Yeah. Liar.
Has anyone told you to not say whether one thing's happening or not? Like, I just don't. Hey, you guys just really are just here to yell shit out. That's all you're here for. Let's go to DougLovesMovies.com.
Oh, I give you an opportunity to yell shit out, and you don't do it. Dale is our winner!
David, all I gotta do is push the stuff forward to you. This is awesome. You're right up front, ready to get your prizes. Congratulations. Give it up for Dave, everybody. Let's do what?
Also, I didn't want him to win because of the handstand. I'd still bring it back to that. I'm angry about the handstand.
That's how you throw a game, is just winning the whole time and winning it, just winning it.
Well, I didn't have a chance to do that. We kind of got heated at the end of it. It was just rapid fire.
Oh, you were gonna.
But I was going to lose on
You were going to jump out later just so he would get the prizes?
For sure.
All right, well, in that case, I'm taking the handstand.
I like how you thought something on a carabiner was liquor. As if, like, that's tequila's the new cliff
bar. That's the best liquor that you can just attach to your belt.
Yeah. Yeah. In case you get lost, relax a little bit.
I love this thing. I have to shake hands with people. This stuff comes in handy. Zach Dixon, great first appearance, dude.
Oh, thank you so much. Happy fucking birthday.
Did that guy do anything else besides saying it was his birthday?
No, but he's really become the lightning rod for my fury right now. I apologize. Nice fucking birthday.
Each one of us should pick somebody and really go after him. Dale Cheeseman, what do you got to plug?
Check out, there's a show at Secret Group here. Start the first one's a Saturday called Hot for Teacher. That's going to be awesome. Come check that out. Comedians teach you something throughout the show.
Awesome. Dale Cheeseman 4 on all the social medias, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There aren't three. That's my name. All right.
4 Cheeseman.
Anna Mazza.
I'm around since...
Time's up.
I'm quitting comedy after tonight. That I'm No, I'm all over Cincinnati. Or if you're listening to this and you want me to come to your city, let's talk about it, you know? Let's...
Oh, let's see if I got one more thing I wanted to plug. Oh, yeah, Douglas Movies, if it still exists, is going to come to Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina on Saturday, August 24th at 4:20. And thank you to the Secret Group for having us, for all you guys for coming out tonight. One more round of applause for all of my guests, Zach Dixon, Dale Cheeseman, Anna Mazza. And as always, positive energy.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of both his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Thanks again to Good Boys. And for anyone who listened to this entire episode, thank you. What if the guys who made Superbad and Sausage Party made an R-rated comedy starring 12-year-old boys? Well, they did, and it's the hilarious new movie, Good Boys. Critics and audiences have been loving Good Boys, raving that you'll laugh for 90 minutes straight, and that it's delightfully inappropriate. Don't miss Good Boys in theaters August 16th, and I'll be back very soon with another new episode of Doug Loves Movies. Bye-bye.